Russ Vitale isn't just another rapper who made it big. He's become a cultural phenomenon whose message resonates far beyond music. His book, It's All in Your Head, has become required reading for entrepreneurs, artists, and dreamers worldwide, with figures like Gary Vaynerchuk and Tony Robbins praising its raw authenticity. What makes this work particularly powerful is that Russ wrote it after achieving massive success as an independent artist who rejected major label deals until he could dictate his own terms. His journey from recording in his parents' basement to selling out Madison Square Garden represents the ultimate underdog story in an industry designed to keep outsiders out. The book's title has become a mantra for a generation of self-starters who refuse to accept conventional limitations. At its core, this isn't just about music. It's about the universal struggle to believe in yourself when no one else does, and the audacious idea that your thoughts quite literally create your reality. Manifesting isn't some mystical concept. It's a practical approach to achievement that begins in your mind. Like a musician who creates sound from silence, manifesting transforms nothing into something through the power of imagination, consistent work, and unwavering belief. The key distinction is that true manifestation isn't merely thinking something might happen. It's embodying that reality so completely that you feel it in your bones. When you visualize success, you must feel it deeply, the pride swelling in your chest, the electric joy coursing through your veins, the absolute certainty that what you desire is already yours. This isn't wishful thinking, it's programming your subconscious to recognize opportunities that align with your vision. In 2011, when Russ and his friend Bugis repeatedly declared they'd get on MTV despite having zero industry connections, they weren't just dreaming, they were planting seeds in the universe. By October that same year, they found themselves exactly where they said they'd be. While still creating music in his parents' basement, Russ surrounded himself with declarations of his future success, written in present tense. I have a platinum debut album. He didn't hope for success. He lived as though it had already happened. This externalization of belief extended to social media, where he boldly tweeted, $1 million a beat, when he was still creating what he himself describes as shitty beats. He used handles like at I Make Classics before creating anything remotely classic. The psychological brilliance was in the present tense. Never, I'm going to be successful. But always, I am successful. When you position achievements in the future, they remain perpetually out of reach. The alternative is to believe so completely in your inevitable success that you're simply waiting for reality to catch up to what you already know to be true. This isn't delusion. It's strategic psychological positioning that aligns your actions with your ambitions and attracts the very opportunities you've been visualizing. Living off delusion isn't just acceptable. It's necessary for extraordinary achievement. Everything seems unrealistic until it happens. The Wright brothers, Flying Machine, the 4-Minute Mile, and landing on the moon were all considered impossible until someone with delusional confidence made them reality. The key is believing in your dream despite its apparent contradiction with current reality and others' expectations. Self-belief must precede external validation. If you're waiting for approval from others before believing in yourself, you've already lost the game. When 14-year-old Russ was making terrible beats, he wouldn't have asked for advice because he already believed he was better than everyone else. This wasn't arrogance. It was the essential delusion that protected his dream during its most vulnerable stage. At 22, despite being broke and sleeping on a too small couch in his friend's basement studio with questionable hygiene, Russ considered himself to be living his ideal situation because he was making music 24/7. When Joey Badass visited that same studio, Russ didn't see it as a reminder of how far he still had to go, but as confirmation of how close his dreams were. Meeting Joey didn't humble him, it fed his delusion in the most productive way. Years later, in 2018, when Russ brought Joey out during his sold-out Madison Square Garden show, that seemingly irrational confidence had transformed into tangible reality. This audacious self-belief powers everything. It gives you the courage to share your work, the persistence to strive to be heard, and the certainty that success could arrive any day. This level of what others might call insanity is actually the prerequisite for extraordinary achievement. The most successful people in any field share this trait. They believed they could achieve something remarkable long before there was any evidence to support that belief. So get delusional. The world's greatest achievements began as someone's unrealistic dream. Everyone needs something to believe in, and that something should be you and your boundless potential. We are all magicians, turning nothing into something through the alchemy of belief. The conventional wisdom says seeing is believing, but the truth is exactly opposite. You must believe it to see it. We're all connected to a higher power, so having faith in the universe means having faith in yourself as an extension of that universe. Self-belief gets you to the starting line, but to cross the finish line, you must transform that belief into consistent action. The thoughts you fill your head with aren't just abstract concepts. They're programming that shapes your reality. Positive affirmations and vivid emotional connections to your desires align your subconscious with success. Self-doubt is the silent killer of dreams. Negativity and insecurity lock you in a cage that only you have the key to escape from. Most people are trapped not by external circumstances, but by the limitations they've placed on themselves. In 2015, Russ performed at a small show in Tampa. Though he was broke and staying in an unglamorous hotel room, he was so excited to be living inside one of his dreams that he requested recording equipment. After the show, with just 40 people, which in his mind felt like 40,000, he recorded the formula in that hotel room. On the surface, nothing screamed success, but beneath it was pure inspiration, fueling his next creation. The key to this alchemy is finding beauty in what others see as ugly circumstances. When you're truly aligned with your purpose, even the most humble surroundings become sacred spaces for creation. The formula isn't complicated. Believe in yourself completely, take consistent action toward your goals, and find joy in the journey rather than fixating solely on the destination. The timing of success is perhaps the most frustrating aspect of pursuing any dream. Russ's rise took much longer than he expected. If you'd told 17-year-old Russ that nothing would blow up until he was 23, he wouldn't have believed you. During those 6 years, he released 11 mixtapes, performed hundreds of shows, and faced countless rejections. Yet he was so deeply immersed in the work that he lost track of time, and therein lies a profound lesson. Time is an obstacle we create in our minds, a self-imposed prison that often leads to unnecessary stress and premature abandonment of dreams. All you need is unwavering belief that success will happen, without imposing arbitrary deadlines on manifestation. Consider successful entrepreneurs like Reid Hoffman, who founded LinkedIn at age 35, or Vera Wang, who entered fashion design at 40. Their stories remind us that success respects dedication over deadlines. What you send into the universe invariably returns, but rarely when you expect it to. Know what you want with crystal clarity, but don't fight the natural flow by fixating on when it happens. The universe operates on its own perfect timing. Perhaps you need more preparation. Or maybe market conditions need to shift in your favor. Sometimes what seems like a delay is actually perfect orchestration, allowing you to develop crucial skills or connections. This flexibility becomes crucial when plans inevitably fail. You must bounce between failures without losing enthusiasm, treating each setback as a redirect rather than a dead end. Like Thomas Edison's 1,000 unsuccessful attempts at the light bulb, view each failure as an elimination of what doesn't work. Throughout this process, never forget the WHY behind your pursuit, the deeper purpose that fuels your passion. This emotional anchor keeps you steady when timing seems off. The mantra is simple but powerful. Trust the what, forget the when. This isn't just positive thinking, it's strategic patience. Successful people often report that their biggest breakthroughs came at unexpected moments, after they'd released their death grip on timing expectations. This approach liberates you from the anxiety of missed deadlines and allows you to focus on what truly matters, the quality of your work and the authenticity of your journey. When you release the need to control timing, you open yourself to opportunities that might arrive in unexpected ways and moments. Many great innovations, from post-it notes to Slack, emerged from detours and delays that initially seemed like setbacks. Remember that nature itself operates on its own timeline. An oak tree doesn't stress about how long it takes to grow, and a butterfly emerges from its chrysalis exactly when it's ready. Your success story has its own organic timeline, one that you can trust if you stay focused on the what while releasing your grip on the when. The distinction between playing for the love of the game versus playing for points, money, and accolades is crucial to sustainable success. Your passion connects you to your truest self, while points may feel good momentarily but won't sustain you through inevitable challenges. If you play only for points, you'll quit when they don't come quickly enough. The game itself, the daily practice, the incremental improvements, the pure joy of creation is what keeps you going, because without it, you're not truly living. Stop seeking fulfillment through money. That's backward thinking. When you're lost in pursuing your passion, the money finds you naturally as a byproduct of excellence and authenticity. To find your passion, ask yourself, what fills you with the most enthusiasm? That first thing you thought of but immediately dismissed as unrealistic, that's likely it. If you genuinely don't know, start by following what brings you joy and uplifts your spirit, then pay attention to what activities make time disappear. Most people actually know their passion, but dismiss it out of fear, or because others told them it's not practical or lucrative. These limitations come from non-believers and bitter people who lacked the courage to chase their own dreams. Their projections are not your reality. Make your passion your religion, something you practice daily with reverence and commitment. If you're not willing to struggle for an extended period, working any job necessary to keep your dream alive, then you don't want it badly enough. Stop lying to yourself about what matters to you. Get lost in playing the game and forget about the points. If you play for points, you might get rich, but stop trying once you reach a certain score. Play for the love of the game, and both the points and the fulfillment will follow naturally. Confidence is both contagious and offensive. You choose which effect it has. Truly confident people don't get offended by others. Confidence, because they're secure in their own abilities and vision. When you're consumed by passion, you develop extraordinary self-belief that will inevitably offend average people who have settled for less than their potential. Except that you'll piss people off by refusing to shrink yourself to make others comfortable. Pursuing your passion naturally separates true friends from energy leeches, those who drain you because they're too scared to chase their own dreams. Yet passion is also magnetic, drawing like-minded people together in powerful collaborations. The confidence transfer that happens around passionate people is enlightening. It raises everyone's game. Russ's musical journey began with his grandfather teaching him guitar chords, continued through his father's uninhibited love of music, and eventually spread to his friends. This domino effect of passion created a chain reaction that built an entire community of creators. Despite initial self-doubt about rapping, encouragement from his brother Frank and later his friend Bugis gave him the confidence to start. Fear is the wall. Belief is what catapults you over it. On the other side of your fear is your truth, who you really are and what you're capable of achieving. Every time you face a fear and push through it, you discover a new level of strength and ability you didn't know you possessed. The most successful people aren't those who never feel fear. They're the ones who feel it and move forward anyway. The greatest tragedy isn't failure. It's never attempting something because you're afraid. When you look back on life, you'll regret the chances you didn't take far more than the ones that didn't work out as planned. Dreams only work if you do. Hard work beats talent when talent fails to work hard. A lesson Russ learned from watching basketball star Kevin Durant's relentless practice routines and dedication to improvement. While most people think talent is the essential ingredient to success, the real X factor is relentless work ethic. Durant would practice shooting three-pointers for hours before and after team practices, demonstrating that even natural athletes must constantly refine their craft. The public praises you for what you practice in private, and if you truly love something, it won't feel like work. It will feel like devotion. Though Russ had a terrible work ethic in school and at various jobs like Outback Steakhouse and Off-Broadway Shoes, where he would regularly show up late or call in sick, music never felt like work to him. He would spend entire weekends perfecting a single beat or verse. His journey began at 14, playing guitar with his friend Alex and eventually discovering GarageBand, where he would experiment for hours with different sounds and rhythms. Despite his first beat getting only 50 views instead of the dreamed of 50,000, he felt invigorated rather than discouraged. A crucial response that separates those who succeed from those who quit. He saw those 50 views as 50 opportunities to learn and improve. The makeshift basement studio with a Rock Band microphone duct taped to a guitar stand became the birthplace of his crew TSG, True Squad Generals. They would record until dawn, experimenting with different styles and pushing each other to improve. Later, Russ and his friend Bugis formed Diamond. Do it everyday music or nothing. Creating a mastermind where 1+1=3 through their combined energy and commitment. They established a rigorous daily routine. Wake up, make music, promote online, repeat. While many talented friends quit when instant success didn't come, Russ and Bugis had overflowing cups of self-belief that sustained them through years of obscurity. They released a new song every week for 2 years straight, building a catalog of over 100 tracks while their peers released sporadically. This world doesn't bet on talent, it bets on people who bet on themselves. Talent might get you noticed initially, but only consistent hard work keeps you relevant and growing. Russ points to countless examples in music history where highly talented artists faded away while seemingly less gifted but more dedicated artists built lasting careers. The most successful people in any field are rarely the most naturally gifted. They're the ones who outwork everyone else while others are sleeping, partying, or making excuses. They're the ones doing vocal exercises at 6 a.m., studying music theory during lunch breaks, and analyzing successful songs late into the night. Success isn't about waiting for inspiration. It's about creating a system of consistent, dedicated effort. Embrace fear and jump off the cliff. Pulling the trigger means trusting your instincts. Your gut knows what you want before your logical mind catches up. Being rash, impulsive, and even careless can actually be necessary when taking leaps of faith that transform your life. Russ's first major leap was dropping out of college before he'd even made his first song, just to focus on making beats. Despite having straight A's, he lost interest in classes and stayed in his dorm making music. Though his mom was upset, his dad supported his passion, and they allowed him to come home, with the condition he'd become financially independent within a year or return to school. That deadline passed with him still making only about $20 a month from music distribution. Russ and Bugis stretched every dollar 5 for gas, 5 for cheap alcohol, and 5 for McDoubles. Thankfully, their mothers kept them fed. He convinced his parents to let him continue pursuing music without paying rent, and though he was falling by conventional standards, it felt like flying to him. Looking back, his decision seems nuts. But it wasn't intentionally brave. It was instinctual. He didn't even see the cliff he was jumping from. The minute you overthink something, fear creeps in and paralyzes you. But when you're inspired by fear, you flip it into fuel that propels you forward. Don't hesitate. The what if will torment you, while the oh well will free you. Focus on the step in front of you. Not the endless staircase that might intimidate you into inaction. Intuition has driven Russ's entire career. from quitting school to declining record deals when he was broke because they didn't feel right. Take acknowledgments as signs you're on the right path, not as the destination.
Don't doubt yourself, jump.
Wings will grow. Vulnerability is a magnet for both opportunity and connection. Russ's mom always tells him, keep your barriers down at all times. Her way of reminding him to stay open to receiving. This mantra has taught him that vulnerability isn't just about being receptive to inspiration and success. It's a strength, especially in hip hop, where it's often seen as weakness. People fear having their insecurities exposed and used against them. What they don't realize is that when you openly wear your vulnerabilities like badges, you disarm others from weaponizing them against you. It's like Eminem's final battle in 8 Mile by rapping about his own flaws. First, he left his opponent with nothing to use against him. Russ's career proves vulnerability wins. His first breakthrough song, Goodbye, crossed 100,000 views because it was deeply personal. A breakup song, naming names after being cheated on. His songs are 3-minute autobiographies where he bares his soul completely. While the popular narrative is to not care about anything, he gives the most fucks. He cares intensely about his music, his life, and his goals. Don't downplay your desires to avoid looking foolish if you fail. Own what you want, unabashedly. When Russ tweeted about winning Grammys before he had any, the internet mocked him when it didn't happen. He felt foolish and deleted the tweet, but this taught him to embrace vulnerability. If you fear criticism, do nothing, though you'll still face your own critique, the only one that truly matters. Fill the void with self-approval, not others, validation. Get naked. Not your body, but your soul. When you show up authentically, you create deeper connections with your audience and attract opportunities that align with your true self rather than a carefully constructed facade. Watch film well before you make it to the league. Train like you're already there. Before Russ blew up, he was studying the music industry from his little corner of the world. He and Bugis covered a basement wall with magazine cutouts of rappers and industry icons. Their war room for strategic planning. They studied everything. Interviews, show footage, underground songs, and moments others missed. They analyzed the fan, the player, the coach, and the owners. They knew which songs resonated with fans, who owned the music, who set up the tours. You can't succeed without understanding what worked for those before you. At 19, Russ thought everything they did would blow up immediately. When it didn't, he learned he could control his work and belief, but not timing. He released 11 projects and 80 songs between 2011 and 2016 before things took off. Each failure taught him something valuable. Around Project 8 or 9, he finally found himself sonically, but still, nothing worked commercially. The remarkable thing is that he never lost enthusiasm. He lost track of time. That's where success hit. When nothing works, keep working. Have tunnel vision, but master the balance of awareness and focus. After studying his failures, Russ realized the music wasn't the problem, the delivery was. He developed a strategy of releasing one song weekly, essentially creating one song albums where each track got its own promotion and artwork. He prepared 26 songs in advance, plus his next album, staying 6 months ahead of schedule. Despite journalists and his own results suggesting it wouldn't work, this approach finally succeeded. His earnings jumped from $620 in June 2015 to $102,000 in June 2016. Keep going consistently and positively. If it doesn't work, pivot and keep studying. The difference between those who succeed and those who don't is often just a matter of who studied the game more thoroughly and had the persistence to keep applying those lessons.